Friends, now let us begin the last and most important chapter of our subject, Materials and Equipment Management in Healthcare Organizations. Chapter number 7, I said it is the most important last chapter of the book, that is Inventory Control in Hospitals. Yes, it is important that we need everything. We need all the medicines. We need all the dietary attempts. We need all the kitchen attempts. We need all the linen attempts. Everything we need. But money which is tied up in inventory is harmful to the health of the hospital. We have to control the inventory. Otherwise, profitability of the hospital is in question. So very important, we want everything. There should not be no stock or there should not be lack of any medicine. Yes, accepted. Everything should be available on 24/7 basis. Everything should be available. But at the end of the day, we have to keep an eye on our inventory because it is very important for financial help of our hospital. Very, very important. We will discuss this inventory control in hospitals. In general, inventory is the raw materials used to produce goods, work in progress, as well as the goods that are available for sale. That is in manufacturing industry, we know. It is classified as a current asset on a company's balance sheet. Particularly in a hospital, inventory includes the drugs and finished products involved in diagnostic and therapeutic services for the patients. That we have to control. Assets of a hospital. Okay, we have discussed inventory. Now we will discuss assets. And we are not discussing about control of assets because assets are required in hospital for running of the hospital. But what is the asset of the hospital? That we will discuss. Assets of a hospital include physical infrastructures and systems such as heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, ventilation, plumbing, electrical, pumps, you know, condensers, generators, compressors, and other systems within a building. Assets also include healthcare specific equipment such as mobile beds, wheelchairs. These are all assets. And we are not discussing about control of assets. We are discussing control of inventory. Now, I will take a general example to tell you what is inventory and what is asset. If a newspaper vendor uses a vehicle to deliver newspapers to the customers, only the newspaper will be considered as inventory. Vehicle will be considered as an asset. We are discussing control of inventory. In an industry, raw material stock, work in progress and finished goods is inventory. That we have to control. We don't control number of machines and all that. Similarly, in hospital, we are discussing about inventory control. Importance of inventory management. Inventory costs are the cost to a business associated with holding stock or money that is tied up in stock. Once our money is tied up somewhere, then we cannot invest it. Investment becomes a problem. In our life also, we have to see that our money is not tied up anywhere. Inventory is money tied up in stock. That brings lot of controls on our day-to-day life. Lot of restrictions on our day-to-day life. Inventory management saves money. Understanding stock trends means you see how much of and where you have something in stock so that you are better able to use the stock you have. We should manage the inventory. We should control the inventory. By inventory management, we save money. And understanding the inventory or understanding the stock trends, we know where what is lying and we know what to use, where to use. Various types of software are available for use in pharmacy, medical and drug stores and surgical stores. With the help of the software, inventory can be controlled. The stores in charge is able to upload the GRN directly on the computer so that stocks are automatically updated. After sale also, the stock is updated. For example, initial stock was 30 and we have received 70. Automatically, the stock is updated to 100. Then 5 strips are sold. Automatically, that is reduced from the stock. So, stores in charge is able to control the inventory and know the stocks what he has by the help of computer. The information about expiry dates also is fed to the computer so that computer gives you regular alerts about the expiry dates. The computer gives the stock statement anytime. So we know what stock is lying, where minimum stock is getting reduced. That means the stock is less than minimum. We also know that the stock is more than the maximum. The computer also gives information about non-moving and slow-moving stocks. When the stock comes down to the reorder level, computer regenerates the purchase order automatically. Computer gives live support to the vigilance of the stores in charge. However, he has to monitor the incidences of pilferage, damage, misuse. That's all. So, computer gives live support to the vigilance of the stores in charge. Similar software is available in main stores. For the items issued to cath lab, OT store, general stores, linen stores, stationery stores, dietary stores and engineering and maintenance, that is MRO stores. The items are purchased only after authorized purchase intents are sent by the main stores to the purchase department. Damaged, irreparable items are regularly disposed of. So this way, the stocks are getting controlled. An automated inventory management system is a must for a busy hospital to streamline the hospital supply chain. Automatic. These automated inventory management systems include technologies for tracking and tracing inventory and devices used each day in a healthcare setting. Often, they utilize barcodes and RFID tags with unique identification numbers for each inventory item to allow for accurate tracking and management. So we should have in a hospital such systems. To maximize the efficiency of your automated inventory management system, as part of your larger hospital supply chain management system, you should use asset tags. That means any material goes out of your hospital, it should be with asset tag. That material comes back to the hospital, it should be with asset tag. And asset tag will automatically register the material has gone out or has come in. That way we know how many assets have gone out and whether they have come back or not. Without any manual arrangement, you should immediately know. So that will be a direct control. Tagging medical equipment is critical to tracking their usage and enabling quick checkout and check-in for healthcare providers. So, we were discussing about inventory and we were also discussing about assets. But regarding inventory, one very important thing is inventory carrying cost, which is also called as holding cost. That we will discuss. We can have so many items in our inventory, but we should have an eye over the inventory carrying cost, which is very important. Inventory carrying costs are the expenses that come with the holding inventory until it is sold or until it is used with inpatients. Carrying cost, that means holding cost, are among the top inventory management challenges companies deal with. That means when we talk about inventory control, we have to first look into our inventory carrying cost. These expenses arise from keeping products shelved at a warehouse, that means stores, distribution center or store, and includes storage cost. That means for keeping the items in the stores, we have to pay certain rent, or we have to pay certain interest, or we have to give some cost to the bank for holding that, you know, amount with us. So storage cost, labor cost, because huge inventory, we also need labor to handle it. Transportation, huge inventory needs transportation. So transportation cost also increases. Handling cost increases, insurance cost increases, taxes increase, item replacement, shrinkage and depreciation also is more. All these, storage cost, labor cost, transportation cost, handling cost, insurance, everything. Depreciation also is part of inventory carrying cost. And you may be wondering, inventory carrying cost sometimes is 24-30%, even 40% of the inventory. Opportunity cost, investment possibilities a company must decline. I was telling already that money tied up in inventory, because of that, I don't have money to invest in future assets. So, opportunity cost also is there in that, because I don't have opportunity to invest. Typical holding costs, another name for inventory carrying costs, vary by industry and business size and often comprise 20% to 30% of total inventory value. 30% of inventory value, carrying cost. And it increases the longer you store an item before selling it. I suppose get an item and keep it for 1 year without using it. The inventory carrying cost increases. So we have to, while controlling inventory, we have to consider very seriously inventory carrying cost. Excessive safety stock. I gave you an example of how much safety stock we should have, or buffer stock we should have. Some people will keep more safety stock just for becoming very safe. But that is increasing my inventory carrying cost. Then slow moving items. There are so many items which don't move at all, or they move very slowly. Inadequate tools for inventory management and planning. Poor forecasting. In future, what items we are going to need, we are not able to forecast. and flawed inventory order management processes can all cause holding cost to soar. Yes, 20-30% of the inventory cost, that is inventory carrying cost. Inventory carrying cost, how to calculate? 100 into bracket, cost of storage. That means storage cost, transportation cost, all that whatever I said, divided by total annual inventory value. That is the inventory carrying cost. Now, in addition to inventory carrying cost, now I will tell you one more thing, that is inventory turnover or inventory turns. They say inventory turns. That means how many times you are turning over the inventory. 3 times, 4 times, like that. That is one very, very important ratio. Is an efficiency ratio that looks at how often we are going through our inventory in certain time period. The formula for inventory turnover is equal to cost of goods sold divided by average inventories. The first step in incorporating inventory turnover is a metric to begin measuring and tracking it. Measure and track the inventory. Inventory turnover we have to increase. More turns of inventory. See the formula again. Cost of goods sold should increase. More and more goods should be sold. More and more money should come by way of the billing. Divided by average inventory, it should be as low as possible. So inventory turnover should be more and more and more. How to do it? The first step to incorporating inventory turnover as a metric is to begin measuring and tracking the inventory. Once we start tracking inventory turnover as a key performance indicator, which some people call as KPI, we will see the opportunities for improvement. While the number of turns in the average size hospital differs based on the numbers of beds, that means 100 bed hospital or 200 bed hospital, like that, generally we see that generally the range of inventory turnover is about 2 to 8. Some people have 2, some people have even 8. An average 300 bed hospital averages about 5 turns per year, with the top 25% averaging about 7 also, according to data collected by Cardinal Health. Thank you.